man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies.
Hey, here we are from the Western skies.
A buck, we can run a trot line.
This is like Montana. It's big sky country up here, in the same way that Montana has a huge sky because it's so flat, most of it anyway. North Dakota, it's even more true. We're even flatter in Montana. And so that was one thing I noticed when I relocated here from California, is how big the sky really is in North Dakota. Anyway, and we're not really, North Dakota is not really that much of a Western state. It's upper Midwest. We're actually closer to, I think, to New York City than we are to Los Angeles. I'll check that on my atlas here. But here it is from North Dakota, James Kelso and the Trump Phenomenon. Very glad that you're listening in tonight. We'll try to give you a satisfying show for the next 60 minutes. We welcome your phone calls. Kelso here solo. Your phone calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Last night I mentioned the tweet. Well, I read you the tweet. Let's go to that tweet of Donald Trump. Here it is. He said, three tweets ago, yesterday, he tweeted, "The journey to making America great again began at CPAC 2011. And the opportunity to reconnect with friends and supporters is something I look forward to every year at CPAC. See you at CPAC 2018. I'll get you the update on, boy, I wish I could go to CPAC 2018. If you're nearby to Washington, D.C., go. 10,000 right-wingers every year at CPAC. And Donald Trump, he was introduced by the director of CPAC, Lisa DePasquale, in 2011, Bill Johnson and I were seated in the audience listening, and she announced, this is the largest audience we've ever had. It was the biggest ballroom at one of the big hotels in Washington. It was either the Omni, the two hotels right next to each other, and I keep mixing them up, the Omni and the one right next to it. Anyway, biggest room they had, standing room only. Bill Johnson and I were there, and I'm going to play a little of that speech short that Donald Trump gave in 2011. It's remarkable to hear it. You get the context at the time. Mitt Romney was going to run against, he would eventually get the nomination and run his very ineffectual campaign against Barack Obama. And you'll hear Trump laugh at Obama in this speech. Ron Paul was running, but didn't have a chance at winning. And maybe Donald Trump should have run. Listen to what he says. Here it is. Let me go there now. Here's Lisa DePasquale introducing him. Bill Johnson and I are in the audience listening to her with all these other, and this is, and Donald Trump is the surprise speaker.
He quite honestly needs no introduction whatsoever. Donald Trump is one of the most successful businessmen in the world, a multiple best-selling author, the creator and star of one of the most popular television franchises, a committed fiscal conservative, and a proud American. In his recent interview with Ron Kessler of Newsmax, we saw that this is a man who believes this great country is worth fighting for, and he is someone who is thinking about tossing his hat in the ring for the 2012 Republican presidential nomination.
That was the first announcement of that right there. Bill and I and all the rest of us right-wingers were hearing that for the first time.
Of course, that journey must begin with all of you today. Please join me in welcoming Mr. Donald J. Trump.
Oh, the memory of it. Okay, so we're in the audience. Donald Trump, he looks then just as he looks now. His hair, everything. Same guy. And let me go forward here. I took notes here on I have to go through this because we don't have time. So I'm going to go forward just let's listen to him just, you know, saying hello first. I can see Bill and myself.
Wow, what a nice group. Beautiful. Thank you very much. Great to be here.
You're hired. Somebody in the audience yelled, "You're hired."
You're hired.
That was nice. I wish Bill and I had yelled that. We didn't have the prescience and the insight on that night to see what was in front of us. Sad to say. But eventually we got it. And that's the from that came this show, in fact. So let's go fast forward here a little bit. And it's just a 15-minute speech. I'm just going to give you a couple minutes of it. Some highlights. It's wonderful. It's the same Donald Trump we love today.
While I'm not at this time a candidate for the presidency, I will decide by June whether or not I will become one. And I will tell you the reason that I'm thinking about it is that the United States has become a whipping post for the rest of the world. The world is treating us without respect. They are not treating us properly. America today is missing quality leadership, and foreign countries have quickly realized this. It's for this reason that the United States is becoming the laughing stock of the world. Now, whether we like it or don't like it, that's what's happening. I deal with people from China. I deal with people from Mexico. They cannot believe what they're getting away with. I've said on numerous occasions that countries like China, like India, South Korea, Mexico, and the OPEC nations view our leaders as weak and ineffective, and have repeatedly taken advantage of them to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars a year. When they talk about raising your taxes, they talk about, I think, raise the taxes on some of these countries that are taking advantage of the United States. Over the years, I've participated in many battles and have really almost...
And he uses... You know, the Donald Trump we know now, he did the same thing in that speech. A little later, I was hoping we'd get it. I missed it. He said, these countries are screwing us. He's very blunt, very clear. And the audience loved that. Now he goes to another idea. Short speech, doesn't cover everything. And most notably, does not cover, I believe, I don't remember him talking about immigration at all. I'm going to listen to it again just to double check on that, but I don't think he does. And that's what changed between 2012 and 2016. Listen to this. He's talking about the fact that good people don't run for office, something the American Freedom Party, that's a problem we're addressing. Good people don't want to run. It's so dirty. And now we're finding out with the FBI gate how really dirty it is and why good people wouldn't want to get involved with that. Donald Trump says we got to change that. Here he is.
The fact is, this theory of a very successful person running for office is rarely tested because most successful people don't want to be scrutinized or abused. And that's what happens. If you see it, that's what happens. And this is why we don't have the kind of people that we should have running for office. Unfortunately, however, this is the kind of person that the country needs, and they need it now. We don't have time to wait 25 years and get the right. This country is in serious trouble. We need it now.
Bingo. Bingo. He was there, folks. We just had to catch up with him. Then he talks about Obama. Very interesting what he says about Obama. Remember, Donald Trump was, he was saying, hey, show me the birth certificate, buddy.
Oh, he is. Crazy.
Here, let me go back a little earlier. The audience loves this. Ron Paul wouldn't talk about this.
Went to school with him. They don't even know. They never saw him. They don't know who he is. Crazy. With no track record. And I will tell you, he's got nothing to criticize. You have no record. Can't be criticized. Wonderful guy. He's a nice man. But there was no record. Nothing to criticize. He didn't go in wars. He didn't go in battles. He didn't beat this one, that one, have enemies all over the place. Nobody knew who the hell he was.
No, he's a sleeper. He's an Alinskyite who came out of nowhere. The inner workings of the deep state pushed Obama on us out of the blue. Then we go, here's an interesting one. Just move forward here just a little bit. Another thing he points out, he talks about his success. He talks about Steve Forbes, who did get into politics. Steve Forbes' appraisal of Donald Trump. This is kind of interesting.
Said in a vote of its readers.
Okay, I missed it by just a little bit.
Said in a vote of its readers that Donald Trump was the world's most competitive business person. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what the readers said. With Bill Gates being number two and Warren Buffett being number three.
My sixth cousin.
Steve Forbes stated that I was one of the greatest entrepreneurs in the history of free trade. That's an important word, free trade, because we don't have free trade.
Now, all these themes he talked about in 2016 and won with them. Here's another one. Here's that frank kind of talking we've never heard from a political candidate. He's doing it here in 2011. Listen to this, talking about, listen.
And Germany is buying the New York Stock Exchange. Now, you believe it? I thought it was kidding. I said, is this April Fool's Day? Germany, a major company in Germany, is buying the New York Stock Exchange. How about the Somali pirates? Now, you know, that doesn't really pertain to us. How simple would that be? If we had a good admiral, give me one good admiral and a couple of good ships, we'd blast them out of the water so fast.
The audience loves it. Blast them out of the water. That's the kind of talk we've been needing. Okay, and then I'll go forward here a little more. I got to get through the speech. He's only got three more minutes. I'll just zip through it. A lot of good stuff I'm skipping through. Here he says this. We heard this in 2016, and we loved it. I wish we could have responded in 2012, including me.
I graduated from the Wharton School of Finance, which is the best business school, in my opinion.
True.
But I graduated from the Wharton School of Finance as well as military school. Both of those educational backgrounds have come into play to shape my personal and business relationship with what I do, who I do it with. There are tactics and strategies involved in any form of leadership, and I'm well acquainted with both. I'm also well acquainted with winning, and that's what this country needs now, winning.
There you go. And then I'll conclude with this. he gives some of his platform, and we in the audience respond very appreciatively to this platform. But he doesn't mention a nation without borders is not a nation. He doesn't mention immigration. That was the ace that he put in his hand politically in 2016.
Just very briefly, I'm pro-life.
Be cheered.
I'm against gun control.
Be cheered.
I agree with your previous speaker. And I will fight to end Obamacare and replace it.
Be cheered.
Replace it with something that makes sense for people in business and not bankrupt the country. If I decide to run, I will not be raising taxes. We'll be taking in hundreds of billions of dollars from other countries that are screwing us.
We love it.
They're screwing us. Finally, somebody who says it plainly. This is at the end of his speech. They're screwing us. But he hasn't mentioned immigration. And then, remember, of course, what do we have? Make America great again. Listen to what he says. That slogan, we didn't realize it, folks. It was already there.
We'll be creating vast numbers of productive jobs.
Done.
And we'll, thank you very much. And we'll rebuild our country so that we can be proud. Our country will be great again. Thank you very much. It's an honor.
There it is. Our country will be great again. It was right in front of us. We were sucking our thumbs and didn't get it.
Thank you very much.
Oh, boy. That was a trip down memory lane for me. I was there in that audience. I should have run up to the podium. Well, no, he's got so much security and so on, but that would have been a chance to shake his hand. Wow. Well, here we go. Let's look at the caller board, see if there's any caller reaction to that. Lines are open. So 800-313-9443. Let's come up with a couple other things to talk about tonight. The let me put those notes aside here that from that trip down memory lane. The last night we talked about Susan Rice really – handed us Obama his head on a platter. She also handed us Joe Biden. He actually, his delusional Joe Biden actually wants to run for president in 2020. Susan Rice may have finished that off by her stupid email to herself that Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman he's asked her to explain herself. She's got some splaining to do. And she let the cat out of the bag that Obama and Comey and Biden and Sally Yates, they knew what was going on in her email saying, we everything here is perfectly legal, and her phrase, by the book. She's going to get taken apart. She got an interrogatory, basically, of 12 detailed questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee. We'll be back in just a moment. Good chance to call in.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Joining us, and I'm going to bring it forward to the present, to CPAC 2018. If you're in the vicinity of Washington, D.C., you might want to attend. This is going to start next Wednesday, February 21st. Donald Trump will be there. Wow, is it going to be packed? We've got a caller here, Dan in Oklahoma. Dan, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing tonight? I hope you're doing well. I just feel like the American people are being played on so many different levels. It's business as usual. Sessions has had a year. The Trump administration has had a year to go after these blatant criminals, the Clintons and such, and we all know how horrible indeed they are.
Okay. Dan?
Yeah.
Now, you don't think You don't think that Chuck Grassley of the Senate Judiciary Committee and Devin Nunes of the House Intelligence Committee, you don't think that these guys have these criminals on the run and darn near handcuffs right now? You don't think so?
No, I don't.
Okay. I'll make you a little bet. I'll make you a gentleman's bet here. You can call back in, you know, when this is going to play out very, very quickly. And who was it? Louie Gohmert, congressman of Texas. There's some real heroes here, wingmen to Donald Trump. Donald Trump can't do it all by himself. He's not the sheriff on a horse, you know, with a...
Well, of course.
Okay. Louie Gohmert said it. He said that if these people don't go to jail, America is over. Okay. Louie Gohmert is not going to let America be over. He's going to get... They're going to make sure these heroes that we've been talking about on this show for weeks are going to send people like Susan Rice to prison. I think it's possible. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. What was it? It'll come back to me in just a moment here. Somebody said today...
I hope you're right.
Yeah. Okay. Get this. You know, National Enquirer is not, you know... It's an important tabloid. I was looking at the National Enquirer as I was shopping for groceries this morning. They have a tremendous front page, big spread that Hillary and Obama ordered the FBI to spy on Donald Trump. Illegally, committing crimes, felonies. Here's how the article ended. Hillary and Obama are going to prison. That's what the Enquirer said. Now, I just mentioned that because it's just an important tabloid. But that's also what Louie Gohmert's saying. And that's what Devin Nunes is saying. And Jim Jordan. I think it's finally gone up to the top now. So it's not just James Comey who's going to prison. It's not just Peter Strzok who's going to, and they're going to prison. Peter Strzok is going to prison. Let me tell you. Lisa Page is going to prison.
The Enquirer. I actually saw a pretty funny, about a year and a half ago, I saw an article in the Enquirer. Now, I don't know if it's true, because no one knows where the Clintons are. And they were apparently caught trying to board a plane to Morocco. That's where they have one of their properties. Like, they have many properties around. But I also, I was tracking a trend that I think would make plenty of sense, that this is Donald J. Trump's consolidation of power in America. And what it is, you know, you're going to, you know, there's no honor among thieves. And I still think that they will be locked up. It's just taking time. But, you know, he has to get rid of these people, you know, but at the same time.
Well, no, Dad.
It seems like we're trading, you know, the pedophiles for warmongers, you know, because
Dad.
You know, why did Barack Obama order $65,000 worth of hot dogs and pizza to the White House?
Hang on, Dad. To lock these, you know, I think it's going to happen. I think it's a very good chance that Barack Hussein Obama will go to prison, and a very even bigger chance that Hillary Rodham Clinton will go to prison. This is
will they make it public?
What do you mean? They're going to be in Sing Sing.
It'll be breaking news all over the Clinton News Network, CNN. That these people will go to jail.
Every single person in the world will be talking about nothing else. This is an earth-shattering event. I think it's coming. Now here's why I think it's coming. There's no question. Gohmert and all these other people are right. When they say people are going to prison, and they have the horsepower to do it. They have the power. They have the House. They have the Senate. They have the Supreme Court. They have the White House.
What do you think of QAnon? What about QAnon?
Let's talk about the big stuff.
That's a big piece of the puzzle.
Well, not really. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We're back, folks. And, Dan, I just want to make a comment here, and then I'm going to go on to this news about CPAC for you here. The American people, I would say, are not being played right now. We're being saved. And we're being saved by some real patriots. And one of those patriots, I've only heard one mention of his name, by Joe DiGenova, former U.S. attorney from Washington, D.C., which is just a few miles southwest of Fort Meade, Maryland, where the National Security Agency, part of the Department of Defense, is located. Classified how many employees? 30 to 40,000. Classified budget, it was supposed to be about $11 billion in 2013. Bigger than the FBI in numbers and in money. Jody DiGenova said something very mysterious, almost under his breath, in an interview he did just a few days ago. He said, the hero here is Admiral Michael Rogers, the director of the National Security Agency. I had never heard that from anybody. Someday we may find out. But Joe DiGenova knows what he's talking about. And so that's, put that in your thought, folks. I'd like to hear more about this. In other words, there are some good guys. And The bad guys, it turns out the entire top of the FBI, rotten. The entire top of the Obama Justice Department, rotten. And Jeb Sessions, when he walked into that rotten Justice Department and FBI, he did not know. None of us knew how far the rot had gone. Part of the rot, Rotten Rod Rosenstein, that's a good one, Rotten Rod, he lied to Jeff Sessions, tricked Jeff Sessions, got him to recuse himself. Then he appointed another part of the rot, former director Mueller, the 9/11 cover-up man, to special counsel. And was the attack. That attack was launched against Donald Trump. In just 1 year, Donald Trump has had to survive that attack, which was the insurance policy. They wanted to impeach him. They wanted to get him out. It didn't work. Donald Trump survived against that attack, and now the counterattack has begun. And Dan, there in Oklahoma, you are going to see Donald Trump's counterattack with his wingmen like Devin Nunes and Matt Gaetz of Florida. They're going to put some big people, not little people, in prison for a long, long time. And it could go as high as Barack Obama because he committed crimes. Susan Rice was covering for him in that email we talked about yesterday to herself. Obama is the guy who launched a lot of this. And he, you go to the head. You don't go to the capo. You don't go to the consigliere. You go to the Don. And Barack Obama is the Don in this, one of them. And I think he very well may go to prison. But let me go. Dan, thank you very much for calling us. Hang on, Dan. I've got to get some news out. I apologize. We'll go to George next. George, hang on the line. I want to go to CPAC 2018 before we run out of space. I talked about NSA being just northeast of Washington, D.C. Well, just south of D.C. in National Harbor, Maryland, right on the edge of Washington, D.C., is the Gaylord National Resort and Convention Center. CPAC will begin there next Wednesday. If you can go, go. I don't know what the ticket price is, but there are nice student tickets available. Try to get one of those. And the prices aren't bad. Let me go to the speakers list. Where is it? Let us go to this. And this is going to be a big part of this show. We are really going to cover CPAC 2018. Donald Trump is a speaker. I don't know what day. He would obviously be the headliner. Some other names you know. Ben Shapiro, Sean Hannity, Mick Mulvaney, great director of management and budget. Senator Ted Cruz, Governor Paul LePage. He's a great one. Nigel Farage is going to be at CPAC. Wow, we're not going to miss that. Wayne LaPierre, Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, super duper. There's some turkeys too. Governor Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico, who's I think he was a never Trumper in 2016. What a dog! I got to meet him one time in the company of Ron Paul, actually, in north of Minneapolis in 2008. I got to meet Governor Gary Johnson. What a turkey! So a few turkeys will be there. Who else is going to be there that's a total winner? Judge Jeanine Pirro will be there. Wow, she'll set the hall on fire. So there you go. I don't see Ann Coulter mentioned as a speaker. That's where I met Ann Coulter, was at CPAC 2011, actually, with Bill Johnson. Ann Coulter was there. I wish she were invited again. Maybe she'll be a surprise speaker. Or, you know, they add people all the time. So I'll just put my voice in here. I'd like to see Ann Coulter at CPAC, folks. And there you go. That'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The biggest right-wing meeting in America every year. 10,000 hair-on-fire right-wingers. It's a wonderful event. If you're anywhere within shouting distance of Washington, D.C., I would recommend going. You get to see Donald Trump. I don't know. They're not going to have a hall big enough for Donald Trump. So there'll probably be breakout rooms. In the 2011 event, they didn't have enough room for Donald Trump. Boys, they could He could get a crowd of 100,000 easily. We got George in Texas and Morgan in Ontario. I think that might be Ontario, Canada. George, with my apologies, since Morgan's a brand new caller, I know you won't mind if we go first to Morgan in Ontario. Morgan, are you in Canada?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, welcome to the show, and tell us what's on your mind.
It's a pleasure to talk with you almost face-to-face. I'm just, actually just wanted to introduce myself. I'm anticipating that I'm going to be calling in from time to time more often. I've been a long-time listener for a very long time, from British Columbia to Ontario and all points in between up here in Canada.
Well, thank
and,
you.
And it's been my pleasure, sir, very much. And I'm noticing that you seem to have a focus on Donald Trump. Imagine that.
Well, I named the show. I'll tell you the origin of the show. After Donald Trump announced we were having, you know, a board of directors meeting of the American Freedom Party, and I made the point that Donald Trump, he's it. He's the guy we've been waiting for. And so we unanimously endorsed the board of directors of the American Freedom Party. We unanimously endorsed Donald Trump. We were the first party to do so. And my next thought was, hey, well, how can we help? So that led to my idea to create a radio show called The Trump Phenomenon. And in that, when I picked that name, what I was trying to say was that Donald Trump is bigger than Donald Trump. He is a phenomenon. He is a great lesson. He's teaching us.
I think everybody agrees.
Yeah, he's teaching us what we've needed all along, what would have won all along. You know, the American Freedom Party, we're trying to figure out how can we win for our people? How can we save our people? You know, we don't want to do this as a hobby or for fun. We want to win.
We're talking about the United States of America. This is the epitome republic. This is the bastion of freedom of the whole human race on the face of the earth. That's a simple truth.
Well, that's a very interesting point you make. It is the largest, you know, we talk about what Paul Fromm calls the founder settler people of Canada. Well, we have founder settler people here. Obviously, they're Europeans. We've had small, non-white.
I'm a little disappointed that you guys didn't invade us back in 1812. That kind of ticks me off, but I'll forgive you for it.
Well, you know, I think you Canadians, you know what? I think you Canadians, in simply separating peacefully from Mother England, I think you did it the right way. We should have done it the same way. We didn't need to have a revolution. We would have separated peacefully from Mother England, and that would have worked fine. But, you know, we jumped the gun. Yeah.
Well, but, you know, stealing your money kind of cramped everybody's style, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, you know, you Canadians and we Americans are joined at the hip. We're like peas in a pod. And so
if you're looking for a Canadian that's rooting for the American people, you found one.
Well,
thank you very much for taking my call, by the way.
Okay, Morgan, I look forward to your future calls and participation in the show. It's an honor to have you in the audience. Thank you so much.
It's been, as you say, an honor to hear you for the last, oh, goodness, it's almost been a decade. And I know George is waiting with bated breath to say some other things. So thank you very much for taking my call, and have a wonderful evening.
Thanks, Morgan.
And all the best, everyone. And may we all be successful in fixing this significant problem.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Thanks, Morgan. All right, folks, we're going to go to George. Yeah, we're going to go to George in a second, and what Morgan just said is true. We've been doing this show for almost 10 years. My, how time flies when you're having fun. George in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, George, you know, you do something enough years, and pretty soon, I mean, 10 years. How long have you been listening, George?
Probably about a couple years when Donald Trump started running.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, the thing is more like, yeah, you know, the fake news media, the fake entertainment media, how they destroyed a good thing like the Olympics. You know, it just makes me sick to my stomach how they politicize the Olympics now.
Yeah. Now, see, I haven't watched it at all, so I missed it. There's some great North Dakotans here. The Lamoureux twins are on the women's hockey team, which is a killer hockey team. So I'd be interested in how that's going and so on. And I love the Winter Olympics, which are – but you're saying they're screwing them up?
You know, it happened 4 years ago in Sochi when Bob Costas just got on the air and started bashing Russia, anti-gay, because at the time when they passed this law, and by the time the Olympic Games started, Russian government passed a law saying they're not going to teach homosexuality and all deviant sexuality to minor children. Let them grow up in peace. I mean, it wasn't an attack on gay rights. It just means we're not going to ram the, you're not going to confuse our children. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, all right. Well, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, George, and you know, you've been a witness to it right here, and you've been a great participant in it. This moment I mentioned the American Revolution. I think the moment that we're in right now, we've got to get down to the big stuff, folks, because this is a bigger moment than the American Revolution of 1775 and 1776. You know, I have ancestors who were there at Concord Bridge, and the guy who rode with Paul Revere was a cousin of mine. This is much bigger than that. It's there's almost nothing in history that's bigger than the revolution, the fight. This is a fight that we're in right now. The bad guys had taken over the FBI, the Justice Department, the top of the government. Obama had basically rotted out the top of our government. And there are just enough good guys still in there and enough good people in the rotted out media. That was also rotted out. Somehow some good guys survived in Fox, and those guys like Hannity and then in the government, good guys like Devin Nunes, they have saved our bacon. And Donald Trump came in. This is such a last-minute cliffhanger, 12th-hour rescue of our people, George. It's an amazing thing. So on this show, I'm going to try to just each day – I'll try to pick out the biggest thing that's going on in this revolution, in this fight.
Well, you know, right now, you just flashed across John Hannity that the View mocked Mike Pence's face. That's really nothing new, no really good news, but it's just showing how the hostility, you know, of the anti-Trumpers, of people against Trump. You know, I'm not going to get away with their self-destruction. I mean, as far as like Rob Reiner, my kids don't even think he's called Rob Reiner. They call him Meathead. They really think that's his name. But you know, these people, I'm not going to get in the way of their destruction. You know.
Yes.
So don't interfere with. Let them self-destruct. I think the biggest thing is watching the left self-destruct.
Well, but when I say it's a crucial battle, this is these folks that are going to, I think they're going to put Barack Obama in jail. I think they're going to put Hillary in jail. And Bill, I think that James Comey, this pretentious ass, James Comey is going to go to prison. And the reason is what they did, it's so big. It's hard to get your mind around it. This was treason of the highest order. They weaponized not just some government department, not the Department of Motor Vehicles, the FBI, 30,000-plus employees, $10 billion-plus, and they carry badges and guns. They can kick your door in, as they did. Can you believe this? At 4 in the morning, they kicked in Paul Manafort's residence, his door. He's in bed with his wife, and these criminals who've taken over the FBI kick in his door. I don't know if it was the FBI that kicked in his door, but at Mueller's, Robert Mueller's goons, that's the way to put it, kick in Paul Manafort didn't do anything wrong. He's a bit player. He's beside the point, but he doesn't deserve his door to be kicked in and his computer and his property seized by this criminal. Robert Mueller needs to be locked up. He's a criminal. He's a killer. his team or a team of assassins, and their job was to destroy Donald Trump. Thank God they're failing. And the counterattack has begun. Yeah.
But here's what I'm saying.
This is a close fight, George. And the enemy against us, arrayed against us, they have huge forces, huge power. Devin Nunes, he's a hero. Matt Gaetz, first term congressman from the first district of Florida. What a hero. These guys are fighting a monster for us, and they need our support. It's what this radio show is all about. It's what you folks are all about. We've got a break here. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
One segment left, and I'm going to skip right to this. I mentioned Joe DiGenova and his mention of as the good guys. He mentions Admiral Michael Rogers, the director of the NSA. Joe DiGenova knows the score here, folks. Listen to him. Here's one of his latest appearances. I'm going to track Joe DiGenova and try to bring him to you as every day. This guy has got it. Listen to what he says here in the last 24 hours.
Everybody needs to remember this. This all began when some people went to the inspector general at the Department of Justice and complain about things that were going on before the FISA court. That was in 2017 and 2016. And those are the good guys. That's Admiral Rogers from the NSA, some people from inside the FBI, specifically some field agents who saw what was going on and went to the Inspector General, and others. Sometimes criminal investigations take a while to involve, but this one is well underway.
What about crimes we already know? Devin Nunes was on Fox this weekend, and he said there's a felony that no one's talking about, and that's the leak of the highly classified info after the phone call between a Russian ambassador and General Michael Flynn that took place prior to the inauguration. And he said, you know, we know that this is, has happened. There are facts that we know.
Now, notice how this, I don't know who this is who's interviewing DeGeneva. She doesn't realize DeGeneva's got the score and he's giving it to her. And she's interrupting him with just detail that's very unimportant, small by comparison. And so she's illustrating the point I'm making. She doesn't know what she's got in front of her. DeGeneva has just told her that the director of the National Security Agency is a good guy. Wow. This is not a small fact. And he mentions some field agents of the FBI. How does he know that? How does Joe DeGeneva? He's got sources, folks. If I had him on this show, I would just shut up. And if I had 30 minutes, he'd be talking for 30 minutes. This guy's got the stuff, and we'll bring it to him. Now, let me see if we can get back to DeGeneva in this interview.
Well, a felony took place. Why is nothing happening with this? Why is it being ignored?
That leak is being investigated, along with numerous others. Not only is the leak of the Flynn ambassador call being investigated criminally, but you will recall all of the leaks of the president's telephone calls with foreign leaders shortly after the inauguration.
Yes.
Every one of those leaks is a felony, and they are currently under investigation. There are 24 leak investigations currently underway at the Department of Justice with dozens of FBI agents and DOJ lawyers assigned to those cases.
I want to ask you about something that I saw over the weekend. Judge Jeanine Pirro had a guest on from the House Intelligence Committee who was chatting with her. His name's Chris Stewart. And in their conversation, she asked about a specific person at the FBI, the head of
Okay, she's going to talk about Priestap here.
Intelligence by the name of Bill Priestap. Now, we've heard a lot about
I'm going to omit that. Do you see? Well, there DeGeneva gave you, you know, he knows about dozens of ongoing investigations, FBI agents, Justice Department officials assigned to these investigations. He says they're going forward rapidly. So this is the bet that I made Dan in Oklahoma. It's coming, folks. It's coming. You're not going to have to hold your breath for a long time. Big people are going up the river for long sentences. It's all too beautiful to pay my small faces music. We'll save that for tomorrow night. See you then. Thanks for listening.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Yeah.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.